6. Advertising and mass media.
广告与大众传媒。
2. Media category selection. Listen to the passage about media category selection and fill in the blanks.
Different media categories suit different media objectives. Most media options can be classified into three broad categories: mass media, direct response media, and point of purchase media.A media planner's choice will depend upon the media objectives. If the media planner wants to create broad awareness or to remind the largest possible number of consumers about a brand, then he or she will pick mass media, such as television, radio, newspapers, and magazines. If the media planner wants to build a relationship with the customer or encourage an immediate sales response,then direct response media, such as direct mail, the internet, and mobile phones are good choices. Finally, if media planners want to convert shoppers into buyers, then they might use point-of-purchase media, such as sampling, coupons, and price-off promotions. In short, each of these three categories of media serves a different role,in moving customers from brand awareness to brand interest, to purchase intent, to actual purchase, and then to repurchase. 3. Mass media advertising. Listen to a passage and mark the statements T for true or F for false.
Mass media are media intended for a large audience. They may take the form of broadcast media,as in the case of television and radio, or print media, like newspapers and magazines. Internet media can also attain mass media status, and many mass media outlets maintain a web presence to take advantage of the ready availability of the internet in many regions of the world. Mass media advertising is advertising placed in mass media markets, where it will reach large numbers of potential consumers.This advertising tends to be expensive because of the sheer volume of impressions it provides, and it is necessary to design a campaign very carefully to have the best effect. Advertising firms specializing in mass media advertising are available for companies that do not want to handle their advertising needs internally. Most mass media outlets also have an advertising department to handle inquiries from customers interested in placing advertisements. Differing from local and regional media, which have limited reach within a given population, mass media advertising can have a profound impact as a large proportion of the population has access to the communications provided by the mass outlets. 5. Advertising media planning. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The two basic tasks of marketing communications are message creation and message dissemination. Media planning supports message dissemination. Media planning helps you determine which media to use, be it television programs, newspapers, bus stop posters, in-store displays, banner ads on the web, or a flyer on Facebook.It also tells you when and where to use media in order to reach your desired audience. Simply put, media planning refers to the process of selecting media time and space to disseminate advertising messages in order to accomplish marketing objectives. Media planners often see their role from a brand contact perspective. Instead of focusing solely on what medium is used for message dissemination,Media planners also pay attention to how to create and manage brand contact. Brand contact is any planned and unplanned form of exposure to and interaction with a product or service. Television commercials, radio ads, and product sampling are planned forms of brand contact. Word of mouth is an unplanned brand contact.Advertisers normally do not plan for word of mouth. From the consumer's perspective, however, unplanned forms of brand contact may be more influential because they are less suspicious compared to advertising. 6. How can I find the best way to advertise for a business? Read the following passage and do the exercises.
If you want to increase your business and serve more customers, one of the best ways is to promote your product or service through advertising. There are many different ways to advertise for a business: radio and television ads, print ads in magazines, newspapers and telephone books, large ads on billboards, flyers in direct mail, and of course, the newest is internet advertising. It can be hard to decide which is the best way to advertise for a business and which will yield the most results. You probably have a limited advertising budget, which will dictate the types of advertising you can employ. If you've got a very small advertising budget, the best way to advertise for a business is via the internet and through word-of-mouth references. This takes you into the world of web programming, possibly running a blog, and contacting others who have similar businesses or interests to your own. Generally, you will want to create a visible site, and visibility means that others will link to your site. Many people do this by creating not only a website for their business, but also a related blog on the topic of the business and related subjects. It's definitely a good idea to have your business advertised in the phone book, which is distributed by your local phone company. Or you can choose to advertise in a Yellow Pages phone book. These are also effective means to make your business known to others.
Vocabulary, new words.
Coverage.
Outlet.
Demo.
Booth.
Option.
Classify.
Category.
Convert.
Sample.
Availability.
Internally.
Profound.
Flyer.
Immigrant.
Latino.
Filipino.
Rate.
Dissemination.
Accomplish.
Objective.
Perspective.
Solely.
Exposure.
Suspicious.
Yield.
Dictate.
Employ.
Reference.
Blog.
Visibility.